The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Westrich of Wapello. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Melissa Pardock, the page from Des Moines.
Good morning, everyone. Today's prayer was written for us by Ed Matthews. He's a friend and the pastor at our Bible Baptist Church in my hometown of Ottumwa, Iowa. And I would ask that you keep his wife in your prayers this morning as she is having a surgery today. So I pray for her. And let us celebrate springtime and be thankful for the sunny days ahead. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to serve the citizens of Iowa today. We pray for you to open the doors of our hearts as we seek the good of all Iowans. We thank you for the gift of human government. We pray for all government officials, national, state, and local. We intercede for Governor Kim Reynolds, the Iowa legislature, and all the departments, advisors, and administrations with whom they work. We pray for all the decision makers that they would look to you for guidance and that they would be directed by the wisdom of God. Thank you, God, for all who serve our citizens, for our military, first responders, teachers, and so many others. We thank you, Father, for America's spiritual heritage and for the gift of individual religious liberty. We thank you for all that can experience your love and grace. In these times of change, unite our nation. Give us courage to overcome our fears, to love mercy, to do justly and walk humbly before you. We pray these things through him who is the perfect expression of love, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Are there announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the lady from Wapello, Representative Westrich. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Mr. Speaker, I would like to introduce to the body and please give a warm welcome to my friends. They're sitting here behind me on the bench, if you would please stand. Christiana, her daughters Sierra and Nevada, and her mother-in-law Jo. Welcome to the Iowa House.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Sioux, Representative Wheeler, for introduction of the Orange City Tulip Court.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, this is always my favorite day. I have the opportunity to introduce to you Iowa's premier Dutch Tulip Festival Court. With us today, we have the Orange City Tulip Festival Court. It is an amazing group of ladies that I've just gotten the opportunity to meet. And Mr. Speaker, if I may, I would like to introduce the Queen of the Court, Miss Grace Dahl.
Hello, good morning. We are so excited to be here. Thank you for letting us take a couple minutes of your time. I'll quickly introduce my court for you. Right here, we have Macy Brenneman, then Lindsay Jacobsma, Laura Beltman, and Elsie Bartles. We are here in place of our community to promote our Tulip Festival. I heard that the Pella Court was here last week, or was it 2 weeks ago? And so they have a tulip time, and we have the Tulip Festival, which is very exciting. It is where we celebrate our Dutch heritage, and so we have parades and tulips and floats, and most importantly, we have lots of Dutch treats. So today, we brought a few little almond patties in hopes of intriguing you to take a trip to Tulip Festival the third week of May. So May 13, 14, and 15. Put that in your calendar. We hope to see you at our 80th Tulip Festival. Thank you.
Welcome to the state capitol. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Representative Wheeler, the previous court danced for us, seeing as how this court is not going to. Would you care to take a spin in the well? Just offering. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus at the conclusion of the Ways and Means and Appropriations Committee block, and if there's no further business to come before the House this time, I move the House recess until the conclusion of the committees.
You've all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is in recess.